Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time, June 21st, 2026. Today we also celebrate Father's Day. So we offer a special prayer for all of our fathers, living and deceased, as they bring to us the love of God. Today's passage is from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Matthew writes, "What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both the soul and the body in Gehenna." In today's gospel, Jesus speaks to his disciples with startling intimacy. "What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops." He says something we desperately need to hear: "Do not be afraid." Fear is one of the deepest realities of the human heart. Fear rejection, fear failure, fear suffering. Fathers fear not being enough for their families. Children fear disappointing those they love. Many carry silent fears no one else sees: fear that they are alone, forgotten, weak, aging, or unable to endure what lies ahead. And into that trembling human condition, Jesus does not shout condemnation. He whispers truth. The gospel begins in darkness and whispering. That is important. God often comes quietly before he sends us publicly. Elijah discovered God not in the earthquake or fire, but in the tiny whispering sound. The Blessed Mother received the Word in hiddenness before she carried him into the world. Even Jesus spent 30 hidden years before proclaiming the kingdom openly. The spiritual life often begins in the quiet places. There are truths God can only speak in the heart, finally dies down. Many people imagine holiness as dramatic certainty and fearless confidence, but contemplative spirituality teaches something gentler and truer. Holiness begins in listening. Before we proclaim, we receive. Before we act, we abide. Before courage becomes visible, trust must be planted secretly within the soul. Jesus tells the disciples, "What you hear whispered." Christian life is not primarily about inventing truth, it's about receiving it. God whispers because love does not force itself. Fear shouts. Shame shouts. The world shouts. God whispers because he desires communion, not coercion. And what is the whisper? Be afraid, I am with you. Those whispers become strong enough to proclaim only after they have first been believed in silence. As I mentioned earlier, today is also Father's Day, and this gospel speaks powerfully to the vocation of fatherhood. A good father spends much of his time in hiddenness. Much of fatherhood happens quietly and unnoticed. Early mornings, long work days, sacrifices no one applauds, worries carried silently, prayers spoken after everyone else is asleep. The world rarely celebrates hidden fidelity. God sees it all. Jesus says later in the same gospel that even the sparrows are known by the Father. Every hair of our heads is counted. The Heavenly Father notices what the world overlooks. There's a story told of an elderly man named Robert who sat alone in the back pew every morning for daily Mass. Early, always wore the same worn jacket, and left quietly before most people noticed him. After he died, his daughter came to the parish office to thank the pastor. She explained that her father had worked in a factory for 40 years, never spoke much about faith, never gave grand speeches, never held leadership positions in the church. But every morning, she said, he prayed for us by name before work. When my brother left the church for years, Dad never argued with him, just kept praying. When Mom was sick, he cared for her every day without complaint. None of us realized until now how much of our family rested on his quiet faith. The pastor later said something beautiful. Father proclaimed the gospel from the housetops without ever raising his voice. This is contemplative courage. Not loudness, performance, steady fidelity rooted in God. Jesus does not promise his disciples safety from suffering. In fact, he prepares them for opposition. But he teaches them that fear loses its power when we know to whom we belong. Do not be afraid of those who can kill the body. Cannot kill the soul. The saints understood this deeply. Fear shrinks when eternity becomes real. So much of our anxiety comes from living as though temporary things are ultimate things. Reputation becomes ultimate. Comfort becomes ultimate. Success becomes ultimate. But Jesus keeps redirecting us towards the soul, toward the kingdom, toward the Father who holds us securely beyond every earthly loss. Contemplative prayer slows, trains the heart to believe from that deeper center. When we sit quietly before God, we begin discovering that our identity is not built on public approval. We discover that we are already seen, already known, already loved. That interior grounding becomes the source of real courage. Then we can proclaim from the housetops, not merely with words, but with our lives, a father who remains faithful to his family in hardship proclaims the gospel. A widow who continues trusting God in loneliness proclaims the gospel. A young person who chooses kindness in a cruel culture proclaims the gospel. A person who forgives after betrayal proclaims the gospel. Christian who refuses despair in a fearful world proclaims the gospel. The world does not need more noise. It needs souls who have listened deeply enough to carry peace into frightened places. Perhaps today Jesus is inviting us to notice the whispers we have ignored. Maybe we have allowed fear to drown out his voice. Maybe we have become so busy proving ourselves, or sit long enough to receive his love. But the Father still speaks, quiet, faithfully, tenderly. And his whisper is stronger than fear. This Father's Day, we also remember that every human fatherhood points towards the eternal fatherhood of God. Some carry beautiful memories of their fathers. Others carry wounds, grief, absence, or disappointment. Yet beneath every earthly experience remains the unchanging truth that Jesus reveals. We have a Father in heaven who never abandons his children. He knows every hidden burden. He sees every silent sacrifice. He hears every whispered prayer. He says again to us today, "Do not be afraid." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you speak to us in silence and love us with endless tenderness. Quiet the fears that live within our hearts. Teach us to listen for your whisper amid the noise of the world. Give courage to fathers, comfort to those who grieve, healing to wounded families, and peace to every anxious soul. Help us to love with quiet faithfulness, trusting that nothing offered in love is ever unseen by you. May we proclaim your goodness not only with our words, but with our lives rooted deeply in your presence. When fear rises within us, remind us again that we are precious in your sight, held forever care. Pray through Christ our Lord. If you found a blessing in this reflection today on Father's Day, I invite you to return here each and every day as we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. Bless you today. Guide your fathers to eternity. Keep you safe and bring you much hope.